right?
It's Wednesday night, and that means it's time to catch up with head coach of the Bartlesville football team, John McKee, during the John McKee Show, as we're live from Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. Special thanks to Taco Mayo and OK Federal Credit Union for bringing you the John McKee Show this evening, where we preview Bartlesville's game this Friday and talk about all things Bruin football. Let's head out to Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall with the coach. It's the John McKee Show on K1.
Wednesday evening is going well. It is time for week number one of Bartlesville Bruin football, and we're here at Garfield's getting ready for Bartlesville against McAllister. Bruins and Buffalo is going to kick off at 7:30 on Friday night from Custer Stadium, week number one for Bartlesville. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and then we'll talk with one of the Bruin wide receivers as A.J. Archambault, 6'4 senior, is on hand with Coach McKee and I. You're listening to the John McKee Show on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Making good food choices on the go used to mean a veggie sub with no mayonnaise. Or removing the meat from a burger and eating the bun and the lettuce. My, how things have changed, thanks to Taco Mayo. Taco Mayo's Little Big Bowls make good choices easy with a list of fresh ingredients as long as your well-toned arm. Fresh tomatoes, fresh onions, fresh lettuce, fresh seasoned chicken, fresh rice, fresh-made pico de gallo, fresh salsa, fresh-made guacamole from hand-sliced avocados, fresh cilantro. That's why we call it Fresh Mex. Try the Mexicali Little Big Bowl combo with a Diet Coke for just 447 calories. Or the Cilantro Lime Little Big Bowl combo at our Fresh Mex locations. Just 335 calories with any diet beverage or fresh fruit iced tea. Or maybe the Insalata Little Big Bowl combo with hand-sliced romaine lettuce. Just 271 calories with a diet drink. And all three Little Big Bowl combos are about $6 each. Great food choices on the go made easy. That's the Little Big Bowl combos at Taco Mayo. Little on calories, big on satisfaction.
Visit Taco Mayo in Bartlesville on Frank Phillips Boulevard, across from the hospital.
Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. It's the John McKee Show on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3, as we're going to talk with head coach of the Bruins and also senior wide receiver A.J. Archambault as Bartlesville is getting set for its week one matchup. The McAllister Buffaloes coming to town 7:30 Friday night at Custer Stadium, and we'll preview McAllister just a little bit here in a few minutes. But first, we'll let A.J. Archambault talk to us a little bit. A.J., appreciate you coming out this evening. Yes, and sir. Speaking with us, had a chance to hear from A.J. already this morning as we had the Bruin kickoff luncheon at the Hillcrest Country Club. And A.J., coming off a season where you had more than 1,000 yards receiving, you led the Bruins in receiving last year after you hadn't played as a sophomore. So maybe my first question as we open up with football stuff a little bit is, how is this offseason compared with last one? How do you feel going into this fall compared with 365 days ago?
Well, this offseason, I knew I was playing football. Last offseason, I had no idea I was going to be playing football, but I knew I had to be a leader and a playmaker this offseason, and I was voted one of the captains. So I just got to put the team on my back as a leader and do my job and have everybody do theirs, and we'll be okay.
I know Coach McKee talked a little bit about you captains that were there, and you were there along with Joe Fodor and Joe Lard and also Braden Mayhew, and it sounded like you were one of the more vocal ones maybe in practice thus far and throughout the off season. Explain a little bit what that means and what you need to do or what you feel like you need to do to be a leader for this club as the season's going to start here on Friday.
I know a bunch of those guys lead by example, like Colton Penrod last year led by example. He didn't talk much, but we knew he wanted to go to war, and he led by example. That's what most of the captains last year led by example. So this year we need more example, and I need to be more vocal as a whole.
Of course, AJ plays basketball and baseball as well, and you're going to play baseball at the next level. You committed to Oral Roberts, I guess that was a month or two ago now.
Yes, sir.
And we can circle back around to football, but maybe walk us through that decision as you decided to be a Golden Eagle just about a month or two ago.
The reason I didn't play football my sophomore year was to focus on baseball, because my goal is to play Division I baseball for a great program that has a chance to compete at the highest level in college D1. And the opportunity came, and I love the coaching staff, and it was just a perfect fit for me.
And you get to stay close to home.
Yes, sir.
Baseball versus, let's say, football or basketball, obviously you play all three. Is that your favorite sport? Does that factor into it at all?
I love playing them. I just like competing. But I do feel like my dream is in baseball. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And any particular reason? Is that the one you grew up with, maybe?
It's the one I grew up with. It's the one, I mean, a lot of people don't like watching baseball, but it's the one I like watching. I just like how the game works and stuff like that.
We can go back to football now as you guys get ready for McAllister. How do you feel personally? How do you feel like practice has gone? Obviously, you had a chance to scrimmage Collinsville. That was 5 or 6 days ago this past Friday at Custer Stadium. What's the feeling in the locker room as you guys approach game day?
It's just, again, everyone do their job as a team, and we have to beat them as a team. And I feel like in Collinsville, we were really physical, and I didn't expect that. So we have to be physical, because they've been a good football team almost every year. They're a football program. That's what Coach McKee says. I don't really know about McAllister, but I've been hearing about him all week, so I'll be ready to play.
We can go off the field now a little bit. What does A.J. Archambault like to do when he's done with practice? I know that the reason we usually do this player interview a little bit later in the program, but we're bumping it up because he's got a class at Roger State coming up a little bit later on in the evening. But aside from homework and stuff, what do you like to do in your downtime?
I'm not a video game guy.
Do you like to fish? Because that was the popular answer last year.
Yeah,
I didn't know so many high schoolers were fishing.
I like to fish. I like to hang out with my friends. Hang out at my house, because I don't get a lot of time at home, so I like to be at home a lot too.
Absolutely. Talking with Bartlesville senior wide receiver A.J. Archambault as the Bruins prepare for McAllister, 7:30 at Custer Stadium. Last year, you walked in and you had just almost instant success, and of course, you had the returning really good wide receiver and defensive back A.J. Parker. This year, you walk in, and obviously, you're not under the radar anymore. You're kind of a known commodity on the field. Any little bit of pressure going forward because of that?
I mean, there's a little bit, because I'm the guy on offense now that has to make the plays. But, I mean, last year, A.J. Parker made me into the player I am today. And now I just got to do the same for cornerback Cole Williams. So it's a ladder. So next year, Cole's going to have to do that for another wide receiver. So there's a little pressure on me, but.
Were you surprised after not playing your sophomore year and just stepping into it last year how much success you had?
I was. I just wanted to help the team win, because I knew we had a chance to get that gold ball, and I wanted to be there for that. But I went on the field, and I honestly did better than I thought, and I was happy about that.
Bartlesville senior wide receiver A.J. Archambault, once again, he's going to play baseball this coming year after he graduates at Oral Roberts University. A.J., appreciate you coming out here. We'll let you eat some of that food you got in front of you and then end the class, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's A.J. Archambault, and once again, you'll probably be hearing his name quite a bit coming up on Friday and then throughout the season. And now we'll welcome Coach McKee into his own program here. And Coach already had a chance to hear from you earlier today as you guys had the kickoff luncheon at the Hillcrest Country Club, which has become a nice annual event put on by the Bartlesville Sports Commission. And nice to get out and talk a little bit of Bruin football before we get into it this evening.
Absolutely. It's always good to talk about our kids and talk about our program. Get out and visit with people in the community. It's always a good event. So always happy to, you know, be a part of the Bartlesville Sports Commission, and that they do a good job of putting that event on. So we're always happy to do it.
Now, Bartlesville head coach John McKee talked with us on Saturday morning during our coach's breakfast broadcast. So we'll probably retread a few of those things. But obviously, graduated a lot of guys from this past season. There's going to be some fresh faces and some new names that people listen to the football broadcast this fall. And right off the bat, let's just run through a few of those. We know A.J. Archimbault, but maybe who are some guys that are going to be playing some significant minutes that we haven't heard so much from this far?
Well, I mean, we have quite a few of them. But before I get to that, I just want to say I don't care if A.J. Archimbault goes and plays badminton at the Division I level. I'm just glad to have him because he's really, really good.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, so but we have you know, some new receivers that we've added to our receiving core that weren't with us last year. A kid like a Taylor Cobb, a John Cone, Bradley. I'm gonna forget his last name. Crawford, a new kid that we just got moved in from Wesleyan. I think he's got to get eligible, but he's another kid that could give us some minutes there to go along with a Braden Mayhew and an A.J. Archimbault and Baron Tanner. Baron Tanner's another kid that came out as a basketball kid, but, you know, we've got him playing tight end a little bit. He's a big physical specimen that we can put out there, and he's got great hands, does a good job of running routes for us. So very, very pleased with those groups. Are those guys that have come out that didn't play last year that's going to give us some valuable minutes going forward?
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee here from Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. We'll be here every Wednesday from 6:30 until 7 o'clock during a football season this fall. And you talked a lot with me, especially 2 years ago, back in 2014 when I first started, about building a culture of winning, and if you had some success, that would probably snowball into getting guys like A.J. Archimbault and maybe Baron Tanner and John Cone out. Is this kind of going according to plan? Would you credit the success you've had in 2014 and 2015 with getting those guys out a little bit?
Without question. You know, we've gone back-to-back years and made the playoffs, had a decent run last year, and success breeds success, and those kids, you know, they see that they want to be a part of something that is positive. First and foremost, it's going to be a positive experience for them. It's going to be fun, and a program where they can compete in, and hopefully we bring that. We make it fun. We're going to work hard. No, don't get me wrong. We're going to put our work in, and we're going to do things right. But if things are done the correct and right way, the kids want to be a part of that. And, you know, that goes with all our programs. You know, our basketball program is second to none. Our you know, Coach Spence does a great job with our baseball program. So we are very, very fortunate here in Bartlesville to have some good quality coaches throughout all our sports.
We talked about a few of those new guys, John Cone being one of them at the wide receiver spot, but maybe some returners. Obviously, AJ's here with us. He's going to be a big name that we remember. But there's a few guys back on offense and defense, especially that offensive line, that played a lot of minutes and had a lot of success this past season when you guys did so well in 2015.
No doubt. We get three of those offensive linemen back that had some quality minutes from last year. You talk about a Joe Fodor, who's going to start at center for us, a Dominic Godinez, who's going to start at guard, and then Ryan Haney's are going to start at our right tackle position. So those guys have a lot of minutes coming in, and you know, valuable experience that we can rely on. And you add, you know, Cody Kiesling, who's going to be a sophomore. He's going to start at tackle for us, and then at that other guard spot, we actually have a move in to us last year from Martinsdale, and that's Caleb Eve. So he's going to start at the other guard spot, and you know, looking for quality minutes out of that. It's a good group. So very pleased to have those guys. They did a tremendous job the other night in the scrimmage versus Collinsville of getting to their spots and allowing us to run the football effectively. So I was really pleased to see that the other night.
X's and O's wise, we talked a little bit about the actual guys that are coming back. What do you think will be some of your biggest strengths this year? Obviously, last year you had a much improved defense. I know you credited Coach Poole and a change in scheme for a little bit of that.
No doubt.
What are some biggest strengths you're going to have, you think, thus far, just watching in practice and maybe from that scrimmage in Collinsville, X's and O's this year?
Well, I mean, we're not going to change a whole bunch of X's and O's. We're going to do what we do. But I am fortunate in the fact that I have two quality assistant coordinators. You know, both our offense and defense coordinators are solid guys, and makes my job a whole lot easier. But you know, defensively, I think that, you know, this is a young group. We had to replace a lot of people, but I really believe that group has a chance to be really, really good. They showed spurts of it the other night in the Collinsville scrimmage. They played lights out, played really well, tough physical defense. And, you know, when they play together and, you know, they just need reps right now, like a lot of our kids. He's, you know, talked about that today and at the Hillcrest meeting, that, you know, those guys just need to be in the fire. They need to be, you know, in the moment and get those quality reps. And, you know, if they grow up quick in the next few games, then sky's the limit for us.
Speaking of that, obviously you've had them all with practice since the beginning of August, 8th or 9th, whenever it was, that official start day. And then, of course, you had some off-season stuff. How do you feel like everyone's progressed in the last 2 weeks?
Really well. Had a great, great off-season that we started back in November. But those guys put in the time in the weight room and running and all the summer stuff that we do. It seems like now, we go 24/7. Those kids don't get a break. But they're always in shape. They're in great shape. They probably worked harder this off-season than we ever have, which is a testament to the type of kids that we have. You know, guys like you know, Garrett Meidel, who's going to start at quarterback for us. You know, he was playing baseball all summer, so we didn't see him a whole bunch. But he's come in this fall, and over the past 2 weeks, he's gotten tremendously better at throwing the football and making the right reads and getting the ball where it needs to go. So, if we can continue to do that, then it gives ourselves a chance to win a game.
We're talking with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee. We're live at Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. And once again, we'll be here every Wednesday evening, 6:30 until 7 o'clock, talking about Bartlesville football. One more question for you before we take a break, come back, and maybe we'll spend a little bit of time on the McAllister Buffaloes. As once again, that's the Bruins' opponent Friday evening, 7:30 kick time from Custer Stadium. What's the difference for you? You guys have waded into the 0 week now. Mm-hmm. That seems to be kind of what most clubs are doing, especially in this part of the state. It seems like almost every single team we cover is starting on Friday rather than what would the usual start date would be, which is a week from Friday on September the 2nd. What does that change up for you guys? It just push a whole week ahead? I mean, what does that do in preparation from August the 9th until now?
Well, like you said, it kind of condenses our time period. It squashes everything. You know, it's hurry up and go. Like, you know, usually you have an extra week to get especially a lot of your special teams stuff in, but not now. I mean, we've had to start from day one and doing special teams and try to get all of those in that we can. Fortunately, you know, Coach Reynolds, our special teams coordinator, does a great job, and we've got all of our special teams stuff in. But that's the big difference to me is, you know, just having time to prepare and do get all the little things in. So, but we managed to do that. But, you know, it is what it is, and we're ready to go play.
Ready to play Friday night against McAllister. We'll take a break, come back, and preview that matchup a little bit. Buffalo's coming to Custer Stadium 7:30 on Friday night. And, of course, you can hear that game right here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Once again, thanks to OK Federal Credit Union and Taco Mayo for bringing us the program this evening. We're at Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. You're listening to the John McKee Show on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
For a great lunch or dinner, check out Garfield's Restaurant in Washington Park Mall. From burgers to steaks or seafood, Garfield's has something for the entire family. Garfield's is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Whether you're entertaining a client, taking a break from shopping, or wanting something different and great, go to Garfield's Restaurant in Washington Park Mall.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
To Garfields in the Washington Park Mall. Hope that your Wednesday evening is going well. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee. As we're getting ready for the Bruins' first week matchup, week zero matchup, whatever you want to call it, it's Bartlesville hosting McAllister. And we can talk a little bit about the Buffaloes now. Good ball club, a good program, obviously. I think AJ mentioned that, and he probably doesn't or need to care too much about it. But I do, and the Buffaloes 65-8 over the past 10 seasons. So 8 losses over the past 10 years. They return a whole lot of skill guys. All those guys that you guys don't return, talking about running backs and defensive backs and quarterbacks and some wide receivers. McAllister brings all of them back. They averaged 42 points per game in offense this past season. Ended up losing in the 5A semifinals to Bishop McGinnis 41-40. They've won a playoff game in 4 of the past 5 years, 7 state semifinal appearances in the past 17 years. They made the title game in 5A 3 times over the past 17 years as well. So not even ignoring the fact that they've got some of these specific guys who we can talk about here in a second back from this last year, but it seems like McAllister always a tough ball club and one of the better programs and probably going to be one of the better teams in 5A this year.
No doubt. No doubt. I think they're ranked, obviously they're going to be ranked in the top five. But a 5A perennial power in the McAllister Buffaloes. And, I was talking about that today with the kids. But they don't understand because we are not a football perennial power. Hopefully we can get there someday. That's what I'm working on. But we're not there yet. You know what I mean? And those guys... It's a completely different mindset when they roll into town because they expect to win. They're from a winning program. You mentioned they've lost 8 games in the last 7 years. 10 years. Pardon me. But success breeds success, like I mentioned earlier. And they are a quality program that is completely different than what we're dealing with, because I mean we don't have a second scrimmage to get ready, so we got to go right now. That we don't have a cupcake on the schedule that first game. You got to get your mind right and you got to go right now. And we talked about that today with our kids and just trying to. I mean, we can talk about it all we want, but I don't know if that they're really going to understand what it's. What a tradition-rich program is like until they step on the field against the McAllister Buffalo team.
X's and O's wise, or maybe stylistically from McAllister, I haven't had a chance to watch them. I've just read about them thus far. But I see the 42 points per game. It makes me wonder, did they like to air it out a little bit? What is their style going to be on Friday night?
They are very, very similar to ourselves. I mean, they're going to run an inside-outside zone, and they're going to get in – you know, 4 receiver sets and 3-by-1s and all those, and they'll get an empty also. So they're very, very similar offensively to what we do.
And then what does that mean? Go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but that bodes well for us because, again, our defensive guys, I've seen it every day in the practice since we've started. So that's a good thing. The bad thing is they do it really, really well. So we're going to have our hands full. And trying to cover some of those guys. You talk about all those guys that they have coming back. A great quarterback that's got great feet, got great arms, great arm, and he gets the ball where it needs to be. A great tailback, and some really, really good wide receivers.
And we can talk a little bit about some of those guys specifically. Braden Parker is the Buffaloes' returning quarterback, 6'1", 180-pound senior. Had a 1,600 yards and 21 touchdowns this last year. Kind of a two-headed monster at running back. Deion Smith had 1,200 yards last year. Mike Redway, their other running back, who's a little bit more stout, maybe more of a power guy, ran for 825 yards last year. So kind of a three-headed monster back there as far as two tailbacks and a really good quarterback that are returning. So it looks like they're going to be able to run the football, and that's part of them putting up 42 points per game back in 2015.
And no question about it. And they've got some quality guys up front in their offensive line, some big kids that we're gonna have to contend with. They do a great job of moving their feet, and they're just big physical offensive linemen. So it's going to be tough for us.
Elsewhere, looking at the offensive side of the ball for the Buffaloes, Braden Kluzak is their leading wide receiver. He's gotten a lot of Division I offers, had 14 touchdowns and 39 catches last year for McAllister. He's had offers from UTSA, Missouri State, Stephen F. Austin, Wazoo, and Wyoming, and also Sean Bryant, kind of their other main wide receiver. So if you get what I'm pointing out, and I think that everyone probably does, is a lot of those guys that you don't have coming back, I think I mentioned it earlier, they do. Those are at least five really talented skill position players that were tops in 5A last year in a lot of statistical categories, all coming back for their senior campaigns this year.
Yeah, and then that just makes it very, very, very difficult on us to try and cover those guys. Those guys play offense and defense, which if we have some sort of an advantage, it would be that, in that, our offense and defense is almost split now. So we don't have very, very few guys going both ways, which is to our advantage. But hopefully we can keep it close and come down to that fourth quarter and try and gas those guys as much as we can and maybe take advantage of that.
They also have seven returning starters back on defense. And then offensively for you guys, we talked a little bit about it during the breakfast on Saturday, and you mentioned it during the Hillcrest Country Club meeting this morning. But it looked like you guys were really able to run the football against a very good, talented, and large Collinsville team. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's not a real game, and it's just a scrimmage. But you looked like you had some push up front. You got some powerful running backs returning from last year, and Joe Lard and DeAndre Young, who both ran the football behind Jaron Hildier in 2015. Offensively, what are some keys for you guys against a McAllister club that returns most of its starters from last year?
Well, as you mentioned, we are going to have to run the football, and we're going to have to put out our kind of our thunder and lightning combination with Joe Lard and DeAndre Young. But those guys are tough, physical runners. They're going to run downhill, which is good for us. And our offensive line, like you mentioned in the scrimmage the other night, played exceptionally well, and those guys ran the ball really, really, really well. So if we can run the ball and have some success running it, it's going to set up the pass for us, and it's going to put some pressure on their defense to try and cover the likes of an A.J. Archambault, which is no easy task.
And that kind of led me right into my next question. I would guess that establishing the run game for you will probably take a little bit of pressure off of Garrett Meidel, who is under a little bit of pressure as a senior, making his first actual start at the quarterback spot for you guys on Friday.
Well, sure. Garrett Meidel's always going to be under pressure. I mean, he's the guy that has to follow the Colton Penrod and the leading pass, all-time leading passer in school history. And as I said today at the luncheon, it goes on and on and on, yada yada yada. But Garrett, he's got to step up, make his own way, and just let the game come to him. Don't try to do too much. I mean, that's the worst thing he can do, going in, especially into this first game. But just relax. Take what the defense gives you. Gain some confidence and don't try to do too much. So if he'll do that, I think we'll be okay.
Logistically wise, let's not forget, if you're listening, 7:30 kickoff on Friday. A little bit different. Last 2 years, I don't know that you guys have had anything outside of a 7 o'clock kickoff.
Sure.
And we talked about that on Saturday. It's to allow some of those McAllister fans an opportunity to get up here in time for the opening kick. And I would urge you, as a Bartlesville fan, to get there a little bit early.
Sure.
We've had a little bit of problem getting people in, and I know that they've made some changes to the passes for season tickets and things like that. And, yeah, they can come on out to the K1 tailgate party. We'll be out there at our new spot we had the last few games last year. And we'll be on, I guess that's the south end zone. We'll be set
that's
up
correct, yeah.
Selling really good hot dogs and hamburgers. And, of course, all that money goes to help right to the Bartlesville Athletic Department. So you can get there early, you know, get there in time for 7 o'clock kickoff like you normally would. Eat a hot dog and a hamburger with us and then get ready for that 7:30 kickoff. And if anything, it should allow it to be a little bit cooler on Friday, which will be nice as we're starting in August instead of September this year.
This is true. But we've been very, very fortunate in the fact that the weather has cooperated for us. It hadn't been 105 out there practicing, so that's been nice. But yeah, a little later kickoff for this first game, but I don't think that's going to be an issue for our kids. We're excited to get going.
And it seems like a lot of people excited as well. I was pleased and thought that there were a lot of people at the scrimmage.
Yeah.
5-6 days ago when Collinsville came to Custer Stadium. I can remember when I came, I think, to that Collinsville scrimmage 2 years ago, maybe when they first came to town, or one of the scrimmages, there weren't nearly that amount of people. And I know you had the Bruin Brawl the Friday before that, and there was about 1,000 people out there. So looking forward to seeing a lot of people enjoying the Friday evening at Custer Stadium with us on Friday. Once again, 7:30 kickoff against McAllister. And we'll roll it out, and it should be exciting. I'm excited to see some of these new guys. We talked about a lot of fresh faces. Last year, it was exciting because you kind of knew what you were going to get, and you knew that it was going to be a really talented ball club that would probably compete for a 6A2 state title. But this year, there's a lot of new guys, and it'll be fun to see them lace it up and see what they can bring to Friday nights here in Bartlesville.
And no doubt, and watch them progress over the season, because you know every group is different. It just so happens that this group has a lot of new faces. How are they going to progress? How you know what you know for our seniors? What's their legacy going to be when they leave after these next 10, 11, 12, whatever ball games we have? And that's the fun part about this job and getting to watch and be a part of those kids' lives and their journey through this. And crazy game we call football. So it's always exciting. It's always interesting, and it's always fun to watch them grow up.
7:30 McAllister coming to Custer Stadium Friday night. We'll be on the air 7 o'clock with our pregame as the Bruins take on the Buffaloes right here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. And of course, we'll have coverage of that game in the next couple of days for you during the sports here on K1 and also on our website at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Coach McKee, appreciate it. Looking forward to eating with you every Wednesday evening throughout the season, and best of luck to you on Friday.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much. We'll get to that Cardinals game here in just a couple of minutes. Redbirds taking on the New York Mets, game two of that three-game set at Busch Stadium. Thanks to Trey Stumpf and Dave Waddell back in the studio. From Garfield's, I'm Evan Farbach. Have a pleasant Wednesday evening, and we'll see you on Friday night.
Go Cardinals.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.